The Play Action Podcast is fueled by Picasso's Pizza, where every night is pizza night.
The Bills got a big and a cathartic win in Kansas City, 20-17. There's so much to get into with this game, but kind of moving forward, let's talk about what it means for their playoff hopes at this point. Mark, I know you've got some percentages in front of you.
Sure. Okay. It's yes, it was indeed huge. According to this morning's New York Times playoff machine, obviously if they win out their last four, they're in. It's like a 99.9% they're in. It does take a little bit of it pretty much. I try not to be overly optimistic, but it pretty much means they're going to be in it till the end. If they lose to Dallas this week and win out, they still have an 84% chance to make it. Now, that gets tweaked with every upset, slightly mild upset. It tweaks up or down. Their playoff odds to make it just in general, 49%. But lose to Dallas, win out, which includes a win over Miami the final week, is still 84% chance in, 41% chance to win the division, 44% to make it as a wild card. Obviously, they're going to need to beat the Chargers and New England. The Chargers just lose quarterback Justin Herbert. All of a sudden, that's a break for the Bills. Miami gets stunningly upset at home Monday night to Tennessee. And now let's look at the Dolphins schedule. They got the Jets, who they should win, but as the Bills have found, isn't a guaranteed win. Then they get Dallas, then Baltimore, then the Bills. Really rugged finish for Miami. We're going to have an interesting month.
The game itself, I think there was also a lot that could maybe make people more optimistic for what this next stretch could look like. I mean, even percentages aside, just getting a win in Kansas City meant a lot for this team from an emotional level, from a football perspective, just kind of showing what they could do on the field. What stood out to you the most about, maybe something for people to be optimistic about coming out of that game?
I think that Joe Brady's offense for a third straight game looked good. I mean, yes, Kansas City stopped them from scoring touchdowns in the second half, but they still held the ball and moved the ball. And they dominated time of possession, which is always important against Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be even just as big, if not bigger, this week against Dallas. Obviously, you could say that, barring one bonehead mistake by Kadarius Toney, they lose. And wouldn't that have been just so typical of the Bills season to lose on, one of the plays of the decade by Travis Kelce? I still just can't believe I agree with Patrick Mahomes. That was just a Hall of Fame play. I don't know how somebody has the presence of mind in the moment, running at probably 15 miles an hour, to look up and throw that lateral. It's just a freak. He's a freak of nature. It's a big deal because they've won at Kansas City three times and 3 years in a row. I bet you Patrick Mahomes is 27. Let's say he's going to play at least 11 more years through the age 37. He's not going to lose 3 years in a row to one team his whole career at home.
Yeah, I think that is a streak that obviously they wish it extended to the playoffs too. But I think just doing it in the regular season still 3 years in a row is so impressive. I think just kind of they needed that emotionally too. Heading into it 6-6, having some bad losses, not knowing exactly the identity of this team. We've talked so much recently about maybe their identity is they're kind of muddled and don't have one. I think getting a splashy win, jumping out to that 14-point lead, even if they didn't eventually hold it, those are all things you can build on. And that's what you need if you're going to make a playoff run late in the season.
13 games into this NFL season, we can definitively say the X factor on the Buffalo Bills offense is James Cook. Sensational against Kansas City. Catherine, you talked to him after the game.
Yeah, James is quiet, but I think one way to tell how much he means to this team is how excited teammates are to talk about him. You know, I went around talking to a few other guys about what James means to this offense. They all call him Jimbo endearingly. But what was maybe my favorite was Spencer Brown said, he's a silent little killer. You know, he comes into the huddle, he doesn't say much, but they can line him up all sorts of different ways. And he makes an impact on this offense in a way that's hard for defenses to cover. You know, I think that touchdown play, we'll get into that in a second, but that was, you know, a good example of how they can use multiple guys to open things up for a player like Cook. So I think he's really, like you said, when he's having a good game, it's so important for the Bills.
He got 15 touches, and I think all fans would say, let's make that the minimum. If you can, you know, or I mean, he's got to get 12 touches a game, 15 for sure. He is now the number three running back in the NFL in yards from scrimmage. Christian McCaffrey of the Niners is first at 16-14. Travis Etienne of the Jaguars is at 11-89. Cook is three at 11-80. You know, getting him the ball out of the backfield in the passing game, he's just, his yards after the catch is electric. I mean, Devin Singletary had 38 catches last year for 280 yards. The year before, Devin had 40 for 228 yards. Cook has 38 for 391 yards, almost 200 yards more than Devin on the same catch total from 2 years ago.
Yeah, and I think it'll be interesting to see what he does the rest of the season for sure, too. But against Kansas City, he had 5 catches on 5 targets, caught everything thrown his way, which was critical after, you know, he did have that drop against Philadelphia. I think he really took that. He talked a good bit about the week of practice he had, but people brought that up independently. You know, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, Spencer Brown, I think Mitch Morse maybe as well. You ask them about James Cook, they're saying, we saw it in practice all week long, and he made that touchdown, that flip into the end zone look easy.
Yeah, it was a Reggie Bush, flip forward, somersault. Just shows his speed, talent, and, you know, and the Bills are doing a good job of getting the ball to the running backs. It was great to see they ran the same play that James dropped the touchdown pass in Philadelphia. They ran the real route first half against Kansas City. Credit Josh Allen for just making an awesome adjustment at the line, shifting the pass protection, and Cook gains 27 yards, which led to a score. So, more James Cook.
Well, up next, the Bills host the 10-3 Cowboys, which is a giant challenge in and of itself. You know, we've talked a lot about kind of what the Bills can do just in a vacuum, but here's a matchup that I think, you know, even if they lose, they can still make the playoffs. We talked about that before, but I think this is going to be such a big game. Mark, what stands out to you about these Cowboys?
I mean, they are hot. Remember how hot Miami was after a 70-point game coming in week 4? I my view, Dallas is hotter than that. They've won 5 straight. The last 6 games, Dak Prescott, 18 touchdowns, 1 interception, 311 passing yards a game, 37.3 points a game. They are number 1 in the NFL in scoring. In the first half, they are just on fire. They have scored 11 straight drives in the first half over the last 4 games. The last 4 games, 12 first half drives, 11 scores, 8 touchdowns. So just getting them to punt will be a challenge.
Yeah, you mentioned the points. This is a team that has just been dominant too. They've scored 40 or more in 5 games this season. I think it makes it interesting against the Bills as well, where, you know, we have seen this team be able to put up a lot of points. We haven't seen it quite as much to that extent lately. What do you make of this matchup, how these teams look against each other?
I think Dallas is a more talented team overall. I think Dallas's offense is clearly better than Buffalo's offense. The Bills' offensive line is good and is having its best season under Josh Allen. The Dallas offensive line is better. Dallas's wide receivers are better than the Bills' wide receivers. CeeDee Lamb is third in the NFL in catches and yards. They have a 4.33 speed guy in Brandon Cooks. And Michael Gallup, while his numbers aren't as good as Gabe Davis, but he's a good receiver. Their tight end is Jake Ferguson, who's emerged, had him in a breakout second season. He's not as good as Dalton Kincaid, but he's close.
Yeah, I think the way they also use all those pieces too, you know, you talk about each of those players, their talent kind of on its own, but the way they're able to just mix guys in has made them really lethal on offense.
I mean, I think this is another case where the Bills are, this is not a good matchup for the Bills' defense. This is a case where, this is where a game where you miss Tre'Davious White and Matt Milano 100%. The Bills' offense is going to have to stay on its really great roll and have ball control, because if the Bills start punting a lot, they're not stopping Dallas. The challenge on the other side of the ball is Dallas has a good defense. They're third in the NFL in yards allowed, and they have probably the number one freak of nature pass rusher in the league in Micah Parsons.
Yeah, it was interesting earlier this week talking to Joe Brady about Micah Parsons. You just kind of say Micah's name and you see Brady react of, yeah, that's a giant job for me to scheme against. You know, you always have to know where he is. He told a story that I thought was really interesting of going back to high school. Joe Brady was working a camp that Micah Parsons came through and decided, hey, I actually want to play wide receiver for this week. And he dominated at that too. It doesn't matter what he does, he's so dominant. So that's a huge challenge for the Bills.
He ran 4.36 at Penn State's Pro Day. It was during COVID in 2021. Now, Penn State is a little bit notorious for having a little faster, being a fast track for their Pro Day, but 4.36 at 245 pounds. He's got 12 and a half sacks. He is the number one most double-teamed edge rusher in the NFL, and the Bills will have to double-team him, period.
Everybody and then the rest of the defense as well. What do you make of that group?
I think it's an interesting defense. It's going to be a challenge. They are a man. They love man coverage, especially on third down. So can the Bills, and they also like to play middle of the field covered with a cover three, single safety high, or single safety in the middle of the field. So you tend to think you got to win at wide receiver on the outside. Are the Bills good enough to do that? That worries me. I'm picking Dallas this week. I am picking Dallas.
It'll be a huge matchup for sure. So we'll have all of your coverage leading up to the game from it as well on BuffaloNews.com. And then make sure you're still listening here, subscribing wherever you get your podcasts for our follow-ups next week.
Treat your team to the most flavorful pizza on game day at Picasso's Pizza. 4 great Western New York locations, Williamsville, West Seneca, Lancaster, and Blaisdell. Picasso's, we are Buffalo's pizza since 1980. Order online today at picassospizza.net.